With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump has addressed a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. It's the same venue where he was shot and wounded in July. Former President reminds supporters to remain in the battleground states.
All we are all asking is that everyone goes out and votes. We got to win. We can't let this happen to our country. We can't take another 4 years like this. We won't have a country left. We're not going to have a country left. And all of this will be for nothing if you don't get out and vote.
And his running mate, J.D. Vance, also greeted supporters.
This community has been so good to me and President Trump. This community is so strong and so resilient. And my friends, we are so proud to stand here in Butler, Pennsylvania, ready to take back the White House, ready to take back this country.
Powerful new explosions have rocked Beirut's southern suburbs overnight as Israel expands its bombardment of the Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist group in Lebanon. Hamas says two members of its military wing have also been killed in Lebanon. Also at SRNnews.com, a new tropical storm could bring a renewed threat to the Gulf Coast.
Florida in the path of another possible hurricane next week with Tropical Storm Milton brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's the National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown.
It could become a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida. Either kind of late Tuesday or Wednesday time period.
But Brown says even before that.
We are looking at potential for heavy rainfall across portions of Florida.
And he says residents need to prepare.
Right now it's a good time for folks to try to replenish some of their hurricane supplies.
Meanwhile, Hurricanes Kirk and Leslie remain far out at sea with no forecast showing either making landfall. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Helene now topping 200. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe in the tenets of their faith. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specify and be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections in order to uphold freedom and religion under the First Amendment. This is SRN News. A police shooting in a New York subway station prompts an $80 million lawsuit against the city.
The 49-year-old subway rider was inadvertently shot in the head by police when they opened fire on a man with a knife. The suit accuses officers of showing carelessness and reckless disregard for bystanders' lives. The shooting victim suffered a brain injury after he was shot while commuting to his job at a hospital last month. The lawsuit says the man remains confined to a hospital bed in a Level 1 trauma center. Rich Thomason reporting.
A coal miner has died nearly a week after being injured on the job in northern West Virginia. 34-year-old Colton Walls has been working as a longwall electrician at a mine in Grafton. The U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration says the September 28th incident is under investigation. It was the fifth reported local fatality in the year of West Virginia and the 10th nationally. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.